listening to the Becoming Who You Are podcast, your guide to authentic living. Visit becomingwhoyouare.net for more resources, tools, and suggestions designed to help you create the life you want from the inside out. Now here's your host, Hannah.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Becoming Who You Are podcast. My name is Hannah, and thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a while since I've been here talking to you, but today I am back with a wonderful interview with Linda Monk, who is the new director of the International Association for Journal Writing. Linda is an old friend of Becoming Who You Are. If you took the From Coping to Thriving course I ran a few times many moons ago now, you will have found an interview with Linda about self-care in the additional resources as part of that course. A lot of things have changed and developed for both of us since then, so I was really delighted to catch up with Linda and talk about her new work with the IAJW. And about her own personal journey with journaling and her own personal relationship with journaling. As you'll hear, Linda is passionate about the written word and especially about using the written word for personal growth and transformation in our minds, our emotions, and our lives. And this really shines through as she tells her story and explains the impact that journaling has had on both her personal and professional life. So here is the interview. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Hannah. I'm happy to be here with you to talk about journaling, a shared passion we have.
Yes, definitely. It's one of my favorite topics, and I know that it's something that is very near and dear to your heart as well. So more and more. That's fantastic. So I wanted to talk to you today because I know you've had a very exciting development in your journaling journey, that's surprisingly hard to say, recently, which is that you have taken over the International Association of Journal Writing.
I have, yes. I'm very excited about that. Commonly called the IAJW.org, and it's an association that was founded by Ruth Follett. She lives in Florida in the United States, and it started in 2009. It was something that she created knowing that there's lots of people out there who love journal writing and that it would be perhaps helpful to have a place where people can connect and gather and learn. So she offered courses and different ebooks and resources to really inspire and support journal writers. And I knew of the organization. I was a member and loved it. And I was a telechat guest with Ruth from time to time and offered an online course. So I was familiar with the IAJW. And in 2015, things came to a pause. Ruth went through a very significant loss in her life when her husband, Mark, passed away. And she basically just stopped things with the IAJW to tend to caring for Mark when he was ill. And then, you know, enough time had passed and she just really had let it sit. And over time decided that she didn't want to kind of come back to it full tilt, but wanted it to carry on. And so, to make a long story short, we had been in conversation together and she asked if I would be interested in doing that, kind of the next chapter. And I acquired and I bought the IAJW from Ruth in late 2016 and spent 2017 rebranding and organizing and sort of getting it ready to reawaken, and it just relaunched in January of 2018, so about a month ago now. So I'm very excited to have that community back and to grow it into what it'll become next.
I'm really excited to see where it goes, and I'm really honored to be part of it as well as a council member. And huge congratulations on your launch. That's fantastic.
Thank you. You know, the council member is a really unique part of the IAJW. There are currently 20 journal council members, experts in the journaling field, including yourself, Hannah. And what I love about the council is it shares with people who are journal writers that there are many people in the world who are passionate about journaling and who are actually experts about journaling, therapeutic writing, life writing for personal growth, wellness. And people are often surprised to learn that there are so many books about journal writing, research about its efficacy. So the council really offers a huge foundation to the IAJW, and new council members, new experts will be joining regularly into our community. And it's a place, I see it as a portal for the council members to, one, share their work out through the IAJW community, through their ebooks, courses, and the like, and really to show and inspire people that it's vast. The work in this field is well-grounded. The people who are doing the work, like yourself, are incredible human beings who are creative and passionate about journal writing and all of its many benefits. And I think the council is a big heart of the IAJW. It's a significant part of it and will, in fact, evolve in its significance over time. So thank you for being a Journal Council member. I'm so excited about that and for all the work and expertise that you bring into journaling, Hannah.
Well, thank you, Linda. And yeah, I have to say, having had a look at the IAJW's website and everything you're offering, I'm really, really impressed by just the diverse range of resources that you have there, all the different people you have involved. And, you know, it really struck me that I think, you know, well, even now I'm going to get a load out of it. I know that. But certainly, you know, when I was sort of a couple of years back in my journaling journey, or, you know, the beginning of it, it would have been something that I would have just dived into headfirst. It would have been such an amazing, treasure trove of resources and everything you're offering. And like you said, showing how rich the world of journaling really is.
Yeah, and the hope is that the IAJW really has something to offer, whether someone's a beginning journal writer or has been at this for many decades, that we never arrive to all there is to arrive to. There's right. always the opportunity to learn more, to go deeper, and the vision, I started relatively small with the offerings, and the reason for that is that there's a lot of technical elements to a membership online learning community. So I wanted to start with a small number of offerings to make sure all systems are running smoothly, and then we'll layer in. So every month there will be new courses offered, new ebooks. We offer one of the big opportunities is to be a member of the IAJW, and there's a number of member benefits to take advantage of. We have a growing audio and article library, a member-only Facebook group, which is really getting a bit of momentum going. And two things that I think are really special as member benefits are the monthly telechat, where I interview guest experts about various topics related to journaling and creative writing, and people can join those live and interact with the author and presenter and ask questions, and also hosting a monthly, what I call, based on a book I co-authored, Writing Alone Together Circles, where people have the chance to come together through Zoom in real time, and I facilitate a writing circle monthly. And I hosted the first one already, and it was a lot of fun. And I've even had emails from people who've watched the recording of that circle saying that they wrote along with it and were inspired to write. So one of the things that's so important is that journaling is typically a very solitary act. It's something we do for ourselves. It's personal, private. And there's a lot of value in being, one, in community with other journal writers with that shared interest and passion that inspires us and supports us, but also in the act of coming together to write. So when I'm writing, I know someone else in the world is writing. There is a sense of connection and community and a thread that runs through the practice of journal writing. And when we come together to write, like in the circles, we're also doing other things. We're listening, we're learning, we're bearing witness to one another as journal writers and to the journaling itself. And that deepens the practice immensely. So there's lots going on, and there will also be a growing free resource area that was wasn't developed at the time the site went live, because I was working to make sure that the other things would actually work. And the online courses that are there are great. New ones are coming. I'm working on three behind the scenes right now. The next one that will be available is Writing for Emotional Balance with Beth Jacobs, another Journal Council member. So my dream is to really grow the IAJW into and the largest learning and inspiration community for journal writers and life writers worldwide. So I want it to have something to offer for, you know, new and seasoned journal writers alike.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like you've made an amazing start to that so far. And it certainly looks that way, looking at the IAJW website too. So before we talk about the IAJW anymore, I wanted to ask you about your personal journaling story and what brought you to this point where you are heading up this amazing project now. How did you get involved in journaling? When did journaling come into your life? And, you know, I know it's also a big part of what you do professionally now. So can you talk a bit about that as well?
Yeah, I actually came to journaling in my childhood. I remember being a young girl, maybe around 8 or 9. I had this little desk in my bedroom and it had a hutch with books. And I had this little halogen desk lamp that hummed away. It had like a real distinct sound to it. And I just remember being huddled over that desk. I had a little journal with, it had a little lock and key. It was all very, you know, private. And I would just sit there and write and doodle. And I have no idea what I wrote about, but I do remember it, both reading and journaling being a really favorite part of growing up. And I would write when we were in the car on road trips as a family. We would go camping, and I remember writing by the fire, and I was just writing away and capturing bits and pieces of life. And I wrote as a teenager and got away from it a bit in my, when I was going to school. I studied to be a social worker. And in university, there were so many papers to write and, you know, so much to do on that front that it was still part of my life, but not sort of a regular part. I'd sort of dip in and out of it. And then when I entered my social work career, after my studies, I worked in fairly high stress, high trauma work and in child welfare and a lot of crisis response work. And I very instinctively, when I would be processing some of the emotions of what's real about that work as part of my own self-care and burnout prevention, I would turn to my journal. I would write about how I was feeling, what I was experiencing. And I noticed that I would feel better after writing. I would just feel like I had done something to emotionally digest the impact of the work. And I really felt it was part of my own resiliency and well-being as a social worker and helping professional. And so I went on and did my studies when I did my master's degree, you know, well underway in my career. I focused in on burnout prevention for helping professionals. And I learned in my studies that having a reflective practice, and in particular, journal writing was mentioned in a multitude of places when I was doing my research, and I realized, wow, that's sort of been my secret sauce for burnout prevention, is this practice I have of journaling. And so when I finished my studies, I really wanted to offer workshops to other helping professionals around resilience and burnout prevention. And in those workshops, I would offer a bit of a section on journaling for self-care. And in the evaluations from those courses, people often said they really loved that part. And I loved it too. And years passed and I went on and certified as a life coach and once again was bringing journaling into my work with others who wanted more clarity and transformation in their lives. And once again, I saw journaling have this wonderful application, not just in my own life, but in other people's lives. And so I kept honing my work life to be more and more about journaling. And I started offering journaling for wellness workshops and writing for self-care retreats. And it really just became such a passion. I co-authored a book called Writing Alone Together, Journaling in a Circle of Women for Creativity, Compassion, and Connection. And I'm sorry about the phone ringing, everyone. I forgot to unplug that, Hannah. I'm sorry.
Don't worry, it's fine.
And so I myself and two other women, we really loved journaling. And we said, well, what if we had a journal writing group? People like knitting and they have knitting clubs. They like books. They have book clubs. We love journaling. Let's make a journaling group. And for 3 years, we came together and wrote in our journals together and shared what we wrote and developed this practice we call Writing Alone Together. And so that was then an experience of the power of journaling and community. And so there's been this evolving presence of journal writing in my own life as a practice for personal growth, self-care, creative self-expression, and it really has had a parallel path of growing as a key part of my career and work I do in the world. Of course, now taking on another chapter with how that will manifest out through the community of the IAJW. So I've been writing. I'll be 49 this year, and I probably started journaling when I was around 8 or 9. So basically 40 years of going to the page is the long and short story to that question, Hannah.
Wow, that's incredible. And you mentioned that you used it a lot for burnout prevention early in your career and then teaching other people later on. As you look back on those 40 years or so of journaling, what else do you feel like it's added to your life? What else has kept you going back to the page?
There's many things I've done for self-care. I've always cared about living a healthy, conscious, as awakened life as I can. And I know that having tools for meaningful self-reflection, being able to observe our own thoughts, our own feelings, is something that really can enhance the experience of daily life. And I know that as a counselor, social worker, life coach, and I know that from my own lived experience, that the more attuned we are to who we are, the more willing we are to look at our own areas for growth, our own strengths, the more we become a catalyst for that in other people's lives too. And so I think what's kept me going to the page is that journal writing has been a game changer in my life. I know that I'm more of who I am meant to be and who I will become on the path ahead because I have this ongoing reflective practice that mirrors my life back to me, that helps me stay curious, engaged, humble. It helps me to witness my own growth. And it also helps me to witness areas that are patterns that repeat over and over again. Some of them might be in service to helpful things and some of them aren't. There are things that really shine as areas to work with and give energy to. I don't know of anything else I've ever done in my life, one that I've sustained for so long beyond breathing, that has truly been a companion practice that I know wholeheartedly has enriched my life, has enriched my health, has helped me through times of crisis, has helped me grieve, has helped me be courageous. You know, my journal writing practice helped me choose to leave my first marriage. It was, you know, in my heart, it was clear that a change needed to happen. But when I saw it on the page over and over again, my own unhappiness, I really couldn't. I had to be honest with myself. And the journal helped me see the truth that I needed to be honest with. It helped me make radical moves in my life. It helped me quit my job and start my own business. Because as these dreams lay down on the page, they start to germinate inside of me, and other people will say the same, in ways that make the action possible. So journaling is a practice that raises our self-awareness, especially when we get past writing about today I did this and I did that, like a log of our day, but really as a place of deep curiosity, I wonder about this, and, you know, really looking at our thoughts and feelings. We raise our awareness. We bring things that may be in our subconscious awareness to the surface where we can actually access it, just like any other mindfulness practice, like meditation, anything that helps us observe our own thinking and feeling deepens our awareness. And then it's sort of, so what, now what? With that awareness, what action do I want to take in my life as a result of now being aware of this or that? So I've made many life decisions based on, one, having a journal writing practice, and secondly, trusting and learning to trust what comes out on the page in that practice. If I ever want to solve a problem, make a decision, the first place I turn to is my journal. What might happen if I did X and I just start writing? What's possible here? What might I want to, you know, consider? And I trust that practice as much as I trust talking to my best friend, my beloved husband. I know that the wisdom that comes on the page from 40 years of doing this is a trustworthy counsel, and it comes from within. So I really can't imagine my life ever without journaling in it. I don't want to imagine that. It's one of my most favorite treasured practices in my life.
From the way you describe it, it sounds like there's something that's deeply empowering about having this journaling practice as well. And like you said, not just a log of what you've done and what you ate and who you saw and, you know, so on and so forth. Not just the practical side, but also that deep curiosity that you were talking about. And it reminded me that, you know, we often think of the support network in terms of people outside of us, like you mentioned, your partner, best friend, and so on. But actually, that external support network is important for sure, but one of the most powerful sources of support that I think sometimes is also the most difficult to tap into, especially when we're experiencing challenging times, is that internal committee that we all have.
Absolutely. And there are many journaling techniques we can use to actually cultivate that inner counsel, that inner wise self.
Would you mind sharing one or two of your favorite techniques that you've used?
Yeah. Dialogue writing is one, where we can get in conversation on the page with different parts of ourself. So for example, I might write, inner wise self, what do you have to say about, you know, X, Y, or Z? And write the question down in my journal and just go. Future self, you know, what would my 80-year-old self have to say about this? And I write from that 80-year-old imagined perspective to inform something in my life right now. Dialogue writing, we can use it to write with different parts of our body. So for example, some of my coaching clients are coping and living with chronic pain, and I'll bring writing into our work together. And I've used it myself. For example, I had a chronic shoulder and rotator cuff injury. And so I would, if my shoulder could speak, what would it say? You know, what stories in the pain body? And start writing back and forth where the shoulder says this, I say that. So it's a technique that can really help us get different perspectives. And, you know, there's terms for these things, transactional writing and dialogue writing. So that's one, is dialogue writing. The use of powerful questions in my work as a counselor and coach. I've been trained and know that powerful questions are at the heart of new awareness and growth. So I bring a lot of questions in my journaling practice, and that also helps with cultivating curiosity. So questions are a way to get at our inner wisdom. I combine meditation with journaling quite often. In fact, yesterday I wrote an article called Mindful Expressive Writing, a Self-Love and Compassion Practice for Coaches and Clients. And I talk about how journal writing actually can help us love ourselves more, because we actually see our strengths. We see how we cope. We see that we got through this or that before. And it helps us really nourish our inner strength and the resources that are within us. Mm. And so those are some of my favorite. There are many, and there's literally, you know, hundreds of books that are out there, including some resources that you've written, Hannah, that are journaling workbooks that are filled with wonderful prompts and activities and exercises to really help us go to the page and do just that. Be in connection with our own inner wisdom, our own inner resources. And it's like building a muscle. The more we have ways to actually connect with that part of ourselves, the more we listen to it, the more we develop our own intuitive ways of knowing, for example, the more we trust it. The more we know, like, you know, the last time I went to my inner counsel and asked, and I followed, you know, that inner wisdom, here's what happened. And we really can't go wrong. It doesn't mean we don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean things don't go as planned sometimes. But even in that, we learn we will survive, that we can cope, that we are strong, resilient, and we can trust ourselves. And having a trusting, loving, kind, self-caring relationship with ourselves is actually the bedrock of doing that with our children, our partners, our friends, in our work. And so often we are outward focused. We are focused on caring for others. We are focused on what's going on out there, or what other people think about what we're doing, or, you know, all this inner critic, we're not good enough, or what if we did that? Or, and so what is it to cultivate a self-loving voice on the page so we can have it in our lives? So I really see many, many ways to deepen that connection with our inner counsel, I believe you called it. And in doing that, we are engaging in self-love. Loving ourselves is big work that we do. And having tools, just like loving anyone else, it requires tools and patience and presence and communication skills and listening skills. All the ways we love someone else are also the things we need for building a self-loving, self-caring relationship with ourself over time. You know, I've learned how to forgive myself through my journaling. I've learned how to tell myself the truth. I've learned to see where I don't tell myself the truth. And that has deepened my confidence. It's deepened my interest in things I might not have known were important to me that become important. It really is so infinite, the positive impact that this practice can have in our lives. And I've seen it have this impact in many clients' lives over the years, that I just trust it as a practice, just like I trust, you know, anything else that's very deeply important to me in my life.
That's wonderful to hear, and I love the way you describe that, because that definitely rings true with me and my experience with journaling as well. And something I wanted to circle back to quickly was that question, and I remember you sharing this question during the journaling expo that Mary McCarthy ran, 4 years ago now, nearly 4 years ago, or actually maybe over 4 years ago at this point. And that question about, you know, based on what I've written today, what is an action that I'm going to take? What do I want to do about this? And I think that's a really common misconception about journaling, that it's perhaps a little like navel gazing, or it's a little sort of almost a waste of time because you're just writing about stuff. You know, what are you really doing with it? But I love that question. First of all, I think that's wrong, because I think even writing about stuff, you know, is incredibly helpful just for slowing down and getting that third person perspective on what we've written about ourselves or about situations. But that question that you posed, and one that, since I heard you say that in the journaling expo, I've adopted that into my own journaling practice, and it's been really powerful for me. You know, what is one action I would like to take today? I think that's such a useful bridge between what we're writing about on the page and what might be quite abstract and quite hypothetical, you know, more of a thought experiment type thing. And then how do we translate that into actual change or actual progress or growth in our lives?
Yeah, and making that bridge between increased awareness and conscious action is the critical juxtaposition of that. Because awareness without action, it gives us something, but it gives us more when we're willing to act based on that awareness. It's sort of an incomplete cycle of growth without it. So in coaching, for example, there are two key agendas or purposes. And one is to deepen the learning. So to use our coaching presence and skills with clients we work with to help them deepen their learning and forward their action. And journal writing, and why I do journal coaching and bring my journaling into my coaching work consistently, is because journal writing helps us deepen our learning and forward our action. And in that, it is a powerful coaching tool. It is a powerful personal growth tool. And one of the things I hope for with the IAJW is to actually grow a part of the community that is devoted to change agents, helping professionals, coaches, so they can deepen their skills of how to bring journaling in a skillful way into their transformational work with others, while also using it in their own lives. And lots of coaches will say to their clients, oh, you should journal. But the blank page is a pretty daunting place. And just like any practice, there are things to learn to get the most out of it. If I want to learn to be a masterful, mindful meditator, if someone just said, well, just sit there and breathe, you know, just sit quietly and breathe, yeah, that's part of it. But if I actually really want to do it well, I want to know some information about it. Where does it come from? I want to know some of the research. What does it say it can be helpful with? What are the ways that, is there anything about where I sit, the time of day I do it, my posture, the direction of my breath? Do I inhale first? How long do I hold the pause? You know, there's things to deepen the practice to actually get better at it and gain the benefits. And the same is true of journaling. There is research that teaches us what makes it more effective, what makes it harmful, who's going to get the most benefit out of it. There's, you know, 30 plus years of study in the therapeutic writing field. So just to be told to go to the page and write, there's a big story there that's missing. And so I would like to offer education and support to fellow coaches around how to really integrate journal coaching into their work with the greatest efficacy as possible.
Well, I love your mission and your aim and your intention there. And I feel like we could keep talking about this for hours, but I do want to be respectful of your time. And I know you have another appointment to get to. So just to wrap up, where can people find out more about you, about the IAJW, find out more about membership and all the amazing stuff that they would get as part of that?
Yeah, the website is the best portal. It's our online oasis, and it's iajw.org. And for those interested in some of my other work in this space, that, you know, sort of is the bridge to how I got here to the IAJW in the first place. My other website is creativewellnessworks.com. And eventually, all of the work through Creative Wellness will weave into the IAJW, and that will be the one entity that moves all of this work forward. But there is a free resource on the IAJW site called 7 Servings of Journal Juice. And there's 7 emails that come 7 days in a row. And there's 10 transformational writing tips in there. There's an alphabet for a writer that Pat Schneider, one of our Journal Council members, wrote. And if you want some inspiration, there's journaling prompts and exercises. 7 days of good stuff to juice up your journaling is available there. And it's just on the website. It's obvious at iajw.org.
I really recommend signing up for those. I got them when I signed up for my membership through the council, and they're really, really good emails. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more about IAJW, I recommend checking those out. Well, thank you so, so much, Linda. It's been a real pleasure talking to you today, and I wish you all the best with the development of the IAJW and all of your other work projects and your growth in the future.
Yeah, and you too, Hannah, and I'm excited to have you as a council member and to share your good work out through our shared community as well. So thanks for our time together today, and here's to the power of journal writing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Becoming Who You Are podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave a review. You can get in touch with Hannah by emailing hannah@becomingwhoyouare.net. Don't forget to visit becomingwhoyouare.net and find out how you can use rational personal development to live an authentic life.